Hi, everyone. My name is Lauren. I am a grateful recovering alcoholic. I'm going to take 1 second. I've got to invite my higher power, who I choose to call God, into this meeting. I don't go anywhere without the HP, and that's my God. So give me 1 second. Hi, everyone. My name is Lauren, and I am a grateful recovering alcoholic. First, I want to say, you rock, you newcomers. We love you. We need you, and we're here for you. I was told when I first walked in the rooms of AA that together we do this. We never walk alone. Once you walk in the rooms, we gotcha. So hang on there. Know that we love you, and we gotcha. So, my name's Lauren. I am a grateful recovering alcoholic. As you were told, my sober date is June 23rd, 1999. I got sober at 40 years old. That makes me 67. Okay. So we got the numbers out of the way. You don't have to do the math. You can concentrate on what I'm going to try to say. I hope I say something that's going to help somebody because that's what this is about. It's not about me. This is about you. That maybe I can help somebody walk through this path. I'm going to share with you that life is lifey. Because we get sober doesn't mean life doesn't happen. It's lifey. But we never do it alone. Never again. So I'll just give a little background. I'm not going to stay in my childhood or anything because 20 minutes is nothing. I'm 67 years old. I've lived a beautiful, full life. I've learned here in the rooms of recovery that I take responsibility for every choice I made in my life. I can't blame my mother, can't blame my father, can't blame my grandma, I can't blame you. I have to look at my part in everything I've done. What a gift that is. Because before I got in recovery, it was all your fault. It was never mine. I have a disease that centers in my mind. It's right here. This is why I have to keep coming to meetings. I need to always hear the message because I have a kookaloo brain. My brain tells me I'm not good enough, pretty enough, smart enough, and that you don't like me. I don't know why. It's the way I was born. I don't know. It started as a little girl. I had a million friends. I was spoiled rotten. I came from an upper class Jewish family in Connecticut. I'm a Connecticutite. Somebody's from Columbia, Connecticut. It still is my home. It will always be my home, even though I live here in Florida now. I had an older brother. I have an older brother. He's 3 years older. And we were spoiled rotten. And it's not, for years it was like, well, it's their fault. It's not their fault. My parents loved us to death. And back in 1959, that's when I was born. Back in the 60s, we didn't talk about feelings, you guys. I couldn't tell you what a feeling was. I couldn't tell you who I was. I had no self-esteem. I was whoever you wanted me to be. Even as a little girl, I wanted what I wanted and I got it now. I always got what I wanted. But when we hurt, my brother and I hurt, my parents always gave us something because they didn't want their kids to hurt. They loved us so much. So, is it their fault? No, it's just the way they were. I had a great childhood. I had a zillion cousins. I had aunts and uncles. I had grandparents. I had Princess La La Land. We went to Florida every winter. My grandparents here. I mean, I had a great life. I went to camp every summer. I mean, I there's I can't say any. It's not their fault. I had everything I wanted. But I didn't have any self-esteem. I had none, zero. And I had an addiction to more. So if I had one blouse, I had six blouses, even as a little girl. Today I can say my need to drink or drug has been lifted. It was lifted when I surrendered to this program. I have no desire to ever drink or drug again. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. You took that from me. Because you guys taught me how to do this thing called life. You gave me this toolbox that helps me walk through life on life's terms on a daily basis, 1 second at a time. Doesn't matter if you have one day at a time or you got 27 years. It doesn't matter, 40 years, 50 years. It's one day at a time. That's all I have is this precious present where I'm here right now with you. It's all I got. I got to stay right here. I can't think about tomorrow. I can't think about the call I'm expecting. I have to stay here now. So anyways, had a Princess Lala life. My parents got divorced in 1969 when I was 10. And when they sat my brother and I down, they said, "Don't worry, kids, you're going to have more clothes and more toys." It's like, what? Oh, great. Yay. So that gives you a little background on how my brother and I were raised. I'm not saying it to brag, it was just the way it was. I was a cheerleader, if you can't tell. I love life. I love recovery. I'm grateful every day. I don't get up with doing a whole body scan. I thank God to see, hear, walk, talk, roof over my head, a beautiful husband who loves me unconditionally, who I met after I got sober. He's not one of us. He's a normie. He looks at me sometimes and he goes, "What goes on in that kookaloo brain of yours?" He'll never get me, it is who I am. I am who I am. But you guys taught me how to find my voice here. Found it here. I found it. And I like myself today. And I love myself today. And I'm going to give you a little background. So I went off to college. I'm skipping through. I went through high school. I was a cheerleader. I had a zillion friends, but I always felt different. Always felt different. Don't know why. I know that my parents were divorced. Back in 69, parents weren't getting a divorce. So I'd be at family functions and everybody's got their parents and mine are divorced. And everybody's like, spit, blah, 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 talking, talking, talking. It was my insecurity. It was making this stuff up. Our minds produce stuff that aren't true, So anyways, when I graduated high school, went off to college. I went to University of Miami. The University of Miami is in Florida. It's in Coral Gables, and they called it Suntan Uni back in the 70s. I lived at the beach. I got my doctorate, you guys. I got a doctorate in tanning. I was black on one side. I looked like a shoe, and I was white on the back. I could not be tan enough. I told you I have an addiction to more. I couldn't be tan enough. And I got my master's in partying. Okay. I know this is an AA meeting. I was a blackout drunk. My first introduction to a drink was at 15 years old. I know I'm going fast and I'm going back and forth, but I'm trying to get all that stuff out of the way so I can talk about recovery, how fabulous recovery is. Because that stuff is gone. It just is what it is. My first drink was at 15. I was away at camp. I snuck out with some girls and blacked the hell out. I was a blackout drunk from day one. Cannot tell you any time I've ever drunk that I remember. Lampshades everywhere. I had also addiction to boys. There were never enough boys, never enough. And I also had this other problem. Wherever I was, I always had to be somewhere else. I could not scent my own skin. You know why? Because I didn't like myself. And I don't want you to know who I was, because if you knew who I was, then you wouldn't like me. This is all fabricated in the brain. That's kookaloo brain, right? It's not truth. So I'm away at college. I'm having dinner with my roommates from college Saturday night. They saw the worst of me back in the day. I mean, I was a blackout drunk, picking up guys. I was always running. I had a boyfriend I'm in Miami. I've lived in Connecticut. I got one in Connecticut. I got one in Rhode Island. I was dating some guy. And I mean, this is me, always running. How fast can you run? Can't sit in your own skin. How can you? You don't like who you are. So I walked around with shame. Anyway, so I went off to college. Got out of school. It used to snow in Florida back in the 70s, and the snow used to come in from South America. You get it? It used to fly in from Colombia and Peru. Need I say more? I know it's an AA meeting. So Anyways, I had issues with drugs and alcohol and got out of school, got married, married somebody who I had no business marrying. I told you I'd made some very, 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 very bad choices. But you guys taught me how to make healthy choices today, how to look at, the choices I make. And if I make this choice, what would be the consequence if I make this? I don't do that. It's about healthy choices in my life. So anyway, so married the wrong person. Not his fault. For years I blamed him too. Not his fault. Mine. I take responsibility. I had no self-esteem. I wanted what I wanted. I'm going to have them no matter what. My marriage ended and I tried to have babies. I know there's a co-ed meaning, but I'm a woman and I'm not ashamed to say I wanted a baby more than I wanted life itself. So that became my obsession in the 80s. I had all these surgeries to have children. And in 1989, my mother is wheeling me down in a gurney down to the operating room. They're going to do a hysterectomy. For any of you women, you understand what that means. They're taking my ability to have a child. That's it. I'm done. What am I worth? Then the self-esteem, you think it was bad before? It was out the door. My marriage ended, and I can't have the ability to have a child. So I'm worthless. So let me tell you this. From really, I was drinking, I was partying, I was dating all these guys. It wasn't I'm guys, I was young, I was only 30. I was going cray cray, running from bar to bar. And then I go to bar and my clothes would always be off because I was a blackout drunk. And I decided I was living in Connecticut at that time to move back to Florida. And so from 1993 to 1999, I was in and out of AA. 93. My first introduction was I had a corporate position with a big corporation and they did an intervention on me. So I went, I walked my, and I'm not saying this like you should go out and relapse. This is my story. This is, I was a low bottom drunk. I needed to lose everything. And we're talking Princess Lala was homeless, living on the streets of Delray Beach, riding a little pink bike around town. And I lost everything because that's where I thought I deserved, because my self-esteem was like this. I thought I was worthless. Nobody's going to ever want me. Nobody's going to ever love me. I'm a piece of you know what, because I'm not allowed to swear here. So what happened was my first introduction to AA, I'm in a treatment center. I'm like, I'm not like any of you. I'm going to sit by the pool. I got this. My work's paying for it, full ride, da da da. I'm in and out of treatment centers. I went to nine of them. Nine. Finally, I had a therapist who told my mother that she needed to let me go. She was killing me. She was enabling me. And she needed to let me live on the street. And I was my mother's baby, no way. Well, my mother did. She finally kicked me out of my apartment. She came with the police. They kicked me out. And that was December of 1999, 1998. It was turning. It was December 31st. It was New Year's. And my mother told me I either went to treatment again or I'm done. And I told her where she could go. So from December of 98 until June. So it was not long. I wasn't on the street long, you guys. I was living in the Dewdrop Inn Motel in Delray Beach, and I was hardcore. I mean, I was, doing substances, I was drinking. And somehow I was doing things to get what I wanted. And what happened was it was turning my 40th birthday. And I had this picture from my 30th where I had people I went to camp with, my real estate firm was there, all my cousins, my friends, everyone I grew up with. Like there was like hundreds of people at this party. And here I am alone sitting in Dewdrop Inn. There's no telephones back then. And I'm all alone, isolated by myself. And they're turning the power off in the hotel room. So what I did was I pedaled my bike to a payphone because we didn't have cell phones back then. And you put a coin in a phone. If the young people don't know what that is, you put a coin in and you dial a phone. And I called my
Hi,
old
my name's Judy.
therapist. Oh boy. I called my old therapist, Judy Crane. I said, I'm going to kill myself. I'm done. I'm done. I'm done. I'm done. And she said, stop your whining. Get your butt to an AA meeting. And if you stay sober for 90 days, I'll let you into my women's group and you can start doing the work that you have not done with your men issues and your trauma. And so about 2 weeks later, I pedaled that bike to Crossroads Club, which is in Delray Beach. And I had what it was called. It's called the gift. It's called the gift of desperation. Listen, I looked in the mirror and there was a song by Michael Jackson at that time of my life that was called Man in the Mirror. Time to make a change. Time to make a goddamn change. Look at yourself. I didn't know who was looking back. I was this empty shell of a shell. I was disgusting. I was disgusting. I had my hefty luggage as designer. Do you know what hefty is? They're garbage bags, big black garbage bags. That's all I had left to my name. One of them, everything. I lost everything. But you know who I lost the most was me. And I knew this is not where I belonged. This is not how I was raised. And I pedaled the bike to AA. And there was a guy out there, Joe, who's no longer with us. And he said, we've been praying for you. We've been waiting for you. Welcome home. You are home. We're so grateful. And so when I walked in on the wall, it says, to thy own self be true. It says, together. We do this together, you guys. This is a we program. I was told to get three numbers of women a day to dial the numbers. Don't file the numbers. Do you know I still do that 27 years later? I have a phone filled of numbers of women because women are going to save my butt because we do this together. I got my sponsor back in my life. I had met her in 1996. And you know what we did? We picked up this beautiful book. It's called The Big Book. It's blue. And we started working the steps. And the one step I still have to work every day is step one. I am powerless over everything. I'm powerless over you. I'm powerless over my health. I have to suit up, show up on a daily basis. And you guys taught me that. And I found a higher power who loves me unconditionally. Found that higher power here in the rooms of AA. What a blessing. I found myself here. Me. I like me. I love me. But it's one day at a time. I didn't give up before the miracle happened. I walked this journey with you. You guys walked with me. We do this together. We walk with grace and dignity. We never walk alone once we walk in here. So what happened
Amen,
is at 2 years, you might have to give me three more. I'm sorry. At 2 years sober, I got diagnosed with a rare cancer. You guys walked with me with it. The next year, my nephew got killed in a tragic car accident. I told you not to have kids. I went and worked with Mad. What you guys taught me here is every time God hands me a challenge, it's a challenge. It's an opportunity. Nothing bad happens in my life. They're all opportunities for me to grow. They're opportunities for me to give back. This is where I learn. This is where I give back. This is where I find my joy because I get to help others with everything. With my addiction, I opened a women's center. I helped women for many years. We had a center where we help women. We sold it. I worked with Mad because I worked with my issues with my nephew's death. And then here comes. I had a stroke and I went blind. My cancer was in this eye and I went blind in this eye. And I kept saying to my higher power, where do you want me now? What am I supposed to be doing? Which I'm saying to my higher power right now, today, because I've had a fever for 47 days, you guys. 47 days I've been sick. But no matter what, no matter what, I come here and I let you know what's going on. I had a bone marrow biopsy. I'm waiting for the results. And I'm asking God, what are you doing? Why is this happening? Where is my lesson here? What am I supposed to be doing with this? And God wants me to slow down because what happened was I went blind and I had this fabulous oncologist who's in Miami and I started getting treated. and my cancer eye is here. And I would suit up and show up every 2 weeks in Miami and get treatments in my eyes. And I eventually got my sight back because I didn't give up. I suited up and I showed up. And I told you, every challenge is opportunity for me to give back. Guess what God did? Because I had lost my career. You know what God did? Because we had sold our business. My higher power said, I'll let you know when I'm ready. First, you got to get better, and then I'll tell you where you belong. I have been volunteering with a nonprofit that helps people with the cancer I was diagnosed with since 2018. Talk about, God puts you right where you're supposed to be, but you got to show up. You can't run from it. We walk through it. We walk through it. I'm walking through this challenge right now, you guys. I've had every test imaginable to man. I've been in the hospital. I have been walking through it with you, with God, with my support system. I have women all over the country praying for me. Because once we walk here, we're never alone. I get to be a good sister today. I'm a good auntie. I'm a good daughter. My mother had a stroke in 2023. Guess who's her person? I get to be there and take care of my mother. These are the blessings because you suit up. Life isn't happening to me, it's happening for me. There are lessons in everything. Right now, I'm in a hallway. I don't know what the lesson is. I'll let you know. I'll have to come back and visit you, and I'll tell you what it is. I don't know today. I know the other lessons. I've learned them. I got to be there when my dad passed. I got to be in the bed with him and be in a hospice. I got to be there for my brother when my nephew, his son, got killed. I got to get married and travel the world with my husband. I'm no longer homeless. I have a home. I have multiple home groups in AA. We're talking, these are the gifts, guys. But I'm telling you, because you get sober doesn't mean life doesn't happen. Life is life. Acceptance. Acceptance is the key, but it doesn't mean I like it all the time. But I do have to accept it. So I gotta go because the alarm went off. But I could talk about recovery forever. I wanted to leave you with one word. First of all, I want to tell you I love you all. Thank you for listening to me. And that no matter what, no matter what, don't pick up a drink, pick up the phone, get on your knees and pray, and trust your higher power, whoever you choose to be. If it's the room, it's a group of drunks, if it's whoever it is. But I'll leave you with a word. And this word is called hope. And hope is spelled HOPE. So hope can mean two things. For me, it means hold on, peace exists. Hold on. For my newcomers here, who I love, you all, please hold on. Peace exists. Don't give up before the miracle happens. Okay? Or some people say, hold on, pain ends. I could talk forever about recovery. Recovery is such a blessing. We get this. We get to show up here. Normies out there don't have what we have. What a blessing. Thank you so much for allowing me to be here today. Know that I love you, and I'll have to come back. This is a cool meeting. I also, it's just awesome. Thank you so much.